Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Cole's men. Oh, play the fife, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens in silks arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you Your Story Parade later.
Why, hello, John, and hello again to everyone listening.
Everyone's waiting to hear our story today.
And I can hardly wait to tell it. Boys and girls, make ready now for the story of the gingerbread man. Once upon a time and far away, a little old woman and a little old man had a little old house at the edge of a forest. They didn't have any children of their own, and so the happiest time of the week was always on Saturday afternoon. That's when the children from town came out to see them.
What a happy time it was for all.
Oh, yes, it was. And always before the children came, the little old woman and the little old man would get things ready for a happy visit. On the Saturday that I'm telling you about, the little old man was out in the yard mowing the grass, and the little old woman was inside the house in her kitchen. Let's see now. Now that I've baked my bread, why don't I bake a gingerbread man for the boys and girls to eat when they come to see me?
Well, yes. Why don't you, little old woman?
And so she did make the gingerbread dough to look just like a little man lying flat in a pan. With raisins, she made the little eyes, and then she used a red cherry for a nose, and a piece of orange peel for a mouth. And raisins, too, were the buttons on his coat. Then she looked at him. My. Little gingerbread man, you look real enough to talk almost. So she put the pan in the oven, and then she went on about her business. And then, after a while, she stopped to sniff the air. Mercy me, she said, my gingerbread man is burning. Of course, it was really the fire in the stove that was burning, and the gingerbread man was only cooking. So she opened the oven door and set the pan out to cool. Mmm, said the little old woman. Gingerbread man, you look so good to eat, I could take a bite of you myself right now. But the gingerbread man jumped up in the pan and answered,
Run, catch me if you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man.
And across the floor he ran and out of the door. Noisy little fellow. Anyway, down the front walk he ran. While the little old woman called out the window to her little old husband,
Pack him! Pack our gingerbread man!
Run! Catch me if you can! You can't catch me! I'm the gingerbread man!
So the little old husband of the little old woman ran and tried to catch the gingerbread man. But he couldn't. The gingerbread man ran too fast.
I couldn't help it, Mama. I ran as fast as I could.
And the little old woman said, Oh, dear, what shall we do? The gingerbread man was for the children to eat when they came to see us this afternoon.
Oh, dear, what shall we do?
While on and on ran the gingerbread man, over the bridge and along by a fence until there he saw a strange-looking animal. He raised his head to look at the gingerbread man, and the gingerbread man stood still to look at it. Really, I don't know who was the more surprised. Then suddenly the strange-looking animal said, The gingerbread man knew at once that this must be a cow. But he also knew what she was saying, and so he answered,
Oh, no, you're not going to eat me. No, sir, all I have to say is, run, catch me if you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from a little old woman, I've run away from a little old man. I can run away from you, I can.
And the gingerbread man had learned how to run faster than ever before. And on he ran through the woods so fast that his toes were hardly touching the ground. Why, the noise of his running made a sound like this. Watch him! Why, he's the fastest runner there ever was. And besides, he knew that he wasn't made for a little old woman to eat, nor for a little old man to eat, or for a cow to eat either. But suddenly, there the gingerbread man had run up on a field of mowers. It all had happened before he knew it. And all he could think of to say was,
uh-oh.
And the mower looked at him and said,
ah, a gingerbread man all ready for me to eat, I see.
Run, run, run. Catch me if you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from a little old woman. I've run away from a little old man. I've run away from a cow, and I can run away from you. I can.
And away he ran to show that he really could. On and on ran the little fellow until suddenly right in front of him, he saw an animal he had never seen before. The animal said,
oh, you must be a horse. You are a horse, but, oh, no, you're not going to eat me. I was made for somebody else, and so run. Catch me if you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from a little old woman. I've run away from a little old man. I've run away from a cow and a moor, and I can run away from you. I can.
What a saucy, saucy little fellow he was. But run on away he did, and he ran and ran until he came to a wide river. How was he going to cross it? No bridge, no boat. And if the gingerbread man tried to swim across, the water surely would get him wet and soak him all to pieces. He was wondering just what he should do when a voice from the bushes said,
hello there, little gingerbread man.
Uh-oh. A dog that talks like a man.
Not a dog, Widow Gingerbread Man. I'm not a dog. No, sir. I'm a fox.
A fox?
A wise old fox, yes, sir.
Run. Catch me if you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from a little old woman. I've run away from a little old man. I've run away from a cow and a mower and a horse. And I can run away from you. I can.
The fox smiled like a baby to hear the words. And down he lay on his back beneath the tree with his hands underneath his head. Gingerbread Man just didn't know what to think, and so he said again,
I can run away from you. I can.
Of course you can, my boy. Of course you can. Yes, sir.
Aren't you even going to try to catch me?
Gingerbread Man, what? Now, why in the world would I ever try to catch you?
Well, you might want to eat me up. Everyone else seems to want to do it.
Eat you up? Oh, imagine. Silly boy.
You mean you don't want to eat me?
Oh, I didn't say that. No, sir. I don't eat between meals. I won't eat again until lunchtime.
And when your lunchtime comes, I'm going to be far away across the river.
How you going to cross the river without getting wet?
Well,
no bridge?
No.
No boat?
Oh, no boat.
And you can't swim across and get yourself wet. The water will suck you to pieces.
And the raisin buttons would come off my coat and the cherry from my nose. And I wouldn't be good for anyone to eat.
Oh, we don't want that to happen. We don't want you not to be good for anyone to eat, I mean.
I guess I'll have to go back the way I came from.
Oh, wait. We don't want that to happen either.
Well,
you climb on my back and I'll swim you across.
Swim me across on your back? Is it safe?
Safe for you or safe for me?
Safe for me.
Well,
I mean, what time do you go to lunch?
Oh.
You said you wouldn't be eating till lunchtime.
No, sir, I won't. Lunchtime is 12 o'clock.
What time is it now?
I think my watch is about to strike. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 o'clock.
The next o'clock is 12.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Plenty of time to swing you across the river.
Well, we better hurry.
Come on my back. Now we go out into the water, all for me to swim you across. You can't. Ooh, the water's a little cold.
Don't drop me now. Be careful.
I'm never going to drop you. I have different plans about you.
You really are a very fine friend.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I would.
See here, gingerbread man. The water's very deep here. You better climb up on my shoulder so you won't get wet.
Sure. Up I come, a little higher.
Gingerbread man, the water is very deep here. You better climb up on my head.
Sure, Mr. Fox. I'll climb up on top of your head.
Gingerbread man. Oh, the water is very deep. Very deep. You better climb up on the end of my nose.
Sure, I'll climb up on the end of your nose. There.
Well, there you are now on the tip of the fox's nose, foolish fellow that you are. So he tosses you up in the air.
Yes, sir, like this.
Then down the gingerbread man comes to where the fox's mouth is open and waiting.
That's how I do it.
Down comes the gingerbread man.
Yes, sir.
Get me out of here. Help.
Too late. Too late. Because snip, snap, snip went the fox's big white teeth. And that's the end of the gingerbread man.
Oh, but Story Parade Lady, can't we find a happier way for the story to end?
Well?
We don't want the fox to eat that poor little gingerbread man.
Well, you know, different people have a different way for the story to end. But I'll tell you how we shall end it.
Why, that fox was really a gentleman.
Of course he was. And he wouldn't eat until 12 o'clock in time for lunch.
And so the little gingerbread man came safely to the other side of the river.
Yes, and there he met the boys and girls who were going to see the little old man and the little old woman who had baked the gingerbread man for them to eat.
That's right, and the gingerbread man was happy to have them eat it.
And that's the happy end of the story.
Oh, my, yes, and...
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11... 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? Time for lunch. You folks, excuse me.
Well, how did he ever manage...
Oh, never mind, John. But that's all for today, boys and girls.
All of the story with the gingerbread man. But next week...
Oh, next week it's the story of Thumbelina, the little girl as little as your thumb, with all of her famous adventures.
Oh, boys and girls, be sure to listen next week, same time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of... Thumbelina. Your Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program of the Texas School of the Air, State Department of Education, in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade lady is Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis writes the scripts. This is John Allen saying goodbye now. Until next week.